You're listening to Here and Now on BBC Radio 3 with me, Ivan Hewitt. Gary Carpenter's 1 million tiny operas about Britain, performed here by the soprano Rebecca Jane Lee, the mezzo-soprano Louise Ashcroft, and the ensemble 1010, conducted by Clark Rundell.
Last one was just better, definitely better looking. Even when he was all old and shaking all over the place, you just wanted to sit him down and give him a biscuit. He had a cute little face, kind of like a teddy bear, wasn't it?
He was good looking when he was young too, before he was the Pope.
This new Pope was a Nazi.
He wasn't a real Nazi.
He was a young Nazi. I read that somewhere. And you know how you just don't get along with some people. I just don't like his face. You know who he looks like. Remember Ed from the mailroom?
With the red trainers.
They have the same face.
Him and the Pope,
same face.
I always fancied Ed a little.
I saw Ed after that new Pope came in, and for years I've been looking at his face when he came pushing his cart around. Finally, I just thought, that's the Pope. And that Ed was always putting his foot in it too.
He had a nice build though.
He told a joke last Thursday about the Paralympics. Worst thing I ever heard. He had to apologise. No one really looked at him the next day. He came and put the post on my desk, and I didn't
a bit different from having to apologise to the Muslim world.
No one even looked at him all day. Did you really fancy it?
You had to pick from the mail room.
Even with his jokes,
I didn't know till now. Wasn't a Nazi.
It's just what I read. Though I do sort of fancy that one from the Church of England.
The one with the beard.
Rowan Atkinson.
It's not Rowan Atkinson.
It's a Rowan, and he hardly ever has to apologise.
That's a good sign. A fireman, a sexy fireman, and she only put it in her mouth for like less than a second, so it doesn't really count that much. Who knows what he did up in Edinburgh? Beautiful, it's in the country, just really stones and pews. I They don't really taste like mince. Wait till you get to the middle. Is it soft in the middle? Then delicious, really, and minty. More minty than last night. Which coat did they come from? The red one. Lovely pattern on it. You should try it on. I might, after the interval. It's good someone's still wearing coats like that.
Welter I've ever seen, ever. I thought Jana was literally going to split her arse off. It's like, how much of your knickers do you have to show the entire world and all humanity? And she was just like picking things up off the floor, pencils unbending over all day, and her knickers were crawling up higher until basically there was more of a thong above her belt than like below. Jerome says to me, "Is that Sophie?" And I was like, "She's going to have the creepiest infection in less than 30 seconds. And he was like, "You say some of the funniest things in the world." Who? Jerome. He's totally just a friend, because he fancies us like Janelle. He's always aware what Janelle's thong is doing at all times. He says it's minging, but then he says, "Look at where her thong is today." And I'm like, "If that thong is so minging, why are you staring at it with the widest eyes of all humanity?" He says to me, "You never wear thongs." And I say, "It's none of your business what is below my belt, Jerome, because I have the decency not to like thrust my arms with Janelle every single day of the week. So often I bet she doesn't even wash her robes, just wears them again. when it comes to their knickers. And I was like, hello, I'm right here. No, not out loud. 'Cause he's a friend, it's just sad. Janelle is 2 years younger and she's like a different generation. She's an elfrisk, yeah. When I got my first thumb, yeah, I would just let a piece of the fabric show, like a little piece of colour, just like the very end of a sunset or something. There was mystery back then, yeah, but it's over, isn't it? Janelle's ruined it. She's like ruined a piece of my childhood. It's absolutely ingenious. It fits in his little hand. And is it silent? Oh yeah, he just presses the button and this alarm goes off. I can hear it in your handbag. Of course, I'll be watching him the whole time. I think I should buy one. They're not too pricey. We did a practice run before we came just to tell him what Santa might try.
I won't even let my daughter sit near Santa.
It's not just the touching. I read there a pedo Santa's who groom children for years.
It just was.
Year after year.
Where did you read that?
The newspaper.
Which paper?
All of them, really.
I just get so worried. I didn't even want to bring her.
But it's Christmas, isn't it?
I didn't want to bring her.
With an alarm, she'll be mine.
One Million Tiny Operas About Britain by Gary Carpenter, with text by Craig Taylor. They were performed by the soprano Rebecca Jane Lee, mezzo-soprano Louise Ashcroft, and the ensemble 1010, conducted by Clark Rundell. Well, that's all the music by Liverpool-based composers we'll be hearing tonight, but we do have time to hear one more piece performed at that concert.